When you come to the house of God this morning, did you have an expectation of the service? Did you have an expectation of what the Lord was going to do this morning? Did you give any thought or inkling of what God might could do here today? And I guess if I had to title this sermon this morning, it would be titled, Just a Handful. And I guess that really stuck with me this morning and through the week as I was trying to study and meditate on what God might have us to bring. And it seems like a lot of times we think about that song, Little is Much When God Is In It. Very little God asks of us, and yet it seems so hard sometimes to just do the very little. I realize this morning that it is our reasonable service, if you will, to be in the house of God. But Brother Brent said something back a few months ago about our reasonable service. It goes beyond that. It goes beyond our reasonable service. We should have a desire in our heart this morning to come and be a part of what God is doing. So I guess that would kindly bring to mind is what did you come expecting? I've said this before, and I guess my mind went back this week. I think about the revivals that we've seen down through the years, and then I think back about how the revival season, I don't know how you are. I love revival season. I love to hear of our sister churches being blessed by the Lord. They're getting to see lost souls being saved. I love to hear good news. It seems like every time you look around on the news, you see bad news. But I'm thankful to hear of good news this morning. I'm thankful to hear of our sister churches being blessed and lost souls being saved and churches being revived. And God's still in the saving business this morning. He's still saving souls. And He's going to continue saving souls until He says, I'm done, I'm finished. And so I love revival season. But I want you to know this morning that God is willing to bless. He wants to bless this morning. I believe that in all of my heart. When we get ourselves in a place to where we get our hearts right, and we get to a place to where we worship Him and praise Him, then we get the desire in a revival. I believe the Lord will show up. And I realize a lot of times, I don't know if y'all have noticed or not, but I believe it's a pastor's responsibility to get a church ready for a revival. And I've been trying to get the church ready. But this morning, I'll tell you, it comes down to a place to where we have to desire a revival. We have to desire it within our own self. We can't be concerned about our neighbor. Yes, we need to love our neighbor, but I'm talking about it's a self-reflection upon what we want and what we desire. So what is your expectation this morning? I want you to know that we've got to come believing in all of our heart. We've got to come believing and knowing this week that God is going to move. We've got to come believing and knowing this week that God is going to do big and great things. I remember back several years ago, and I'll get into my message here in a moment. When I was pastor there at Mount Zion, it seemed like every week God was doing something. And it ain't anything that I done. It's nothing that I done. That church had went several years without seeing anybody saved, went several years without seeing anybody join the Lord's church. And within just a matter of just a few months, the Lord come in and started doing great big things there. You want to know what I believe what happened is? Is those people got hungry. They had a hunger about them to see God move in a great mighty way. And God began to move. And I had a friend of mine that united with the Lord's church over there. And he told me he'd been out of church several years. And he said, you know, Brother Casey, everybody was talking about how that he was going to every revival that he could. He was at church every time the doors was open. He was really putting forth the effort. And I asked him one time, I said, Brother Kyle, I said, boy, you've really done really well, brother. I'm glad to see you out and about and going. And you know what he said? He said, Casey, I'm afraid I'm going to miss something. He said, I'm afraid if I'm not at church, I'm going to miss something happening.
He said, I'm afraid if I'm not there, I'm going to miss somebody being saved. I'm afraid if I'm not there, I'm going to miss somebody joining the church. I'm afraid if I'm not there, that somebody's going to testify, something's going to happen, and I'm not going to be there, and I'm going to miss it. Now, I'll tell you this morning, it's really good to hear about lost people being saved, but you want to know what's better? It's seeing lost people saved. That's amazing. When they raise up off an altar and they don't have to, I want to hear it from their mouth, but their countenance has changed. They look different. They're not the same person that they went down on an altar seeking God because there was trouble and conviction in their heart, but they come up a new and changed creature. They're different, you see. Boy, it's good to hear about it, but I want to see it. I want to see it. So our thought this morning, what did you come expecting? And just a handful. I'm going to take for our text this morning, 1 Kings in the 17th chapter. 1 Kings, 17th chapter. 1 Kings, 17th chapter. Would somebody get me a bottle of water, please? And the word of the Lord came unto him saying, this is the 8th verse, and the word of the Lord came unto him saying, arise and get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there, and behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. And she arose, so he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of that city, behold, a widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake but a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a curse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat and die. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me therefore a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make it for thee and thy son. For thus the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the curse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went out and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house and did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the curse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord which spake by Elijah. So here this morning my thought, I guess you could say, comes from this 12th verse, and I'd like to read it again. And it says, and she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a curse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat and die. Now, if you'll, for time's sake, when you, I won't read it, but if you'll read the beginning part of this, you'll find here that Elijah had prayed that there'd be no rain or no dew that would fall upon the earth. And we know, according to James' writing, and here is about the span of 3.5 years, that there was no rain or any dew that had fallen. And we want you to know this morning that God had given a provision, if you will, to take care of Elijah. He had told him to get down by the brook. And he was going to sustain him and take care of him. And we know that the raven had came and had brought him food there for him to eat, and brought him flesh and bread. It says the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. And it came a time that that brook had dried up. Now, I want you to know this morning that God had given him a provision to take care of him. But there came a time when that brook had dried up. But God still wasn't done. Now, I don't know exactly how long that he had stayed down by the brook, that God had taken care of him. Some commentators might say that it was around the time of about a year. but I don't know the exact time. But what I will say is that God had seen fit to take care of him. And so then the Lord had given him another instruction on what he was to do. Now, I don't want to get too much into that because that's not where my mind is at this morning. But I want you to know this morning that there comes a time, I believe in my life, just as I tried to last week, that God will give you a portion. I tried to speak on that a little bit last week. But if you wonder why things are running dry in your life, if you wonder why that there seems to be, I was talking to a lady one day, and I was talking about being spiritually separated from God, and I realized this morning that yes, when you are lost, you are spiritually, you are separated from God. You are dead in your sins and trespasses. But this morning I want you to know that you can get so out and so far away from God that you don't feel Him anymore. It feels like things in your life have dried up. And my friend, this morning, if it seems like things have dried up to you, I want you to understand that there comes a point and a time that I don't know how it is for you. But my friend, you've got to get down to a place to where you desire to feel Him and be near His presence. I don't know how it works for you, but that's how it works for me. But God had provided for him and taken care of him. Now, God had given him an instruction here, and he was to go to this poor widow woman. Now, there's a great famine in the land. People were starving. They had no food. They had no drink. There was a great shortage, if you will. And here it is, this poor widow woman, she goes out and she begins to gather a couple of sticks. And I want to just put this in your perspective this morning. She goes out to gather just a few sticks. Now, I don't know how old her little child was, but she had went to gather them sticks that she might kindle her a little fire. And as she was preparing for that, we know that Elijah was there. And before that she could do what she wanted, Elisha asked for a drink of water. And she obeyed, and she went and fetched it. And it says here that, it says, and she was going to fetch it, and he called her and said, "Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand." So not only did he request the water to be fetched, but a morsel of bread. And here it is, this woman, as she's sitting there, she said, "As the Lord God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil of curse." And she said, "I was going to dress it for me and my son that we might eat it and die." I want you to understand this morning the place where this poor widow woman had got to. She'd got down, I believe that she had got down to just the lowest that she could get. She had realized that she was at the bottom of her barrel. See, all she had left was just a handful of meal. That's all that she had with her. And here it is, Elisha said that, "Well, you bake me a cake." And I don't know how you are, but I guess in my opinion this morning, I would think, boy, I've got a mind to want to take care of mine and take care of my family. And here somebody has come and they're asking me for the very last thing that I've got. I'm preparing for me and for my family that we're fixing to die. And here somebody comes along and they're asking for the very last thing that I've got. Now here a couple of weeks ago I was trying to preach on empty, being empty before God. But here it is, she found that she was to the very bottom of a barrel. But she said a handful of meal in a barrel and a little curse of oil is all she got. My friend, I want you to know this morning that little is much when God is in it. And my friend, it may be very little throughout this week that you feel like that you're going to do and that you're going to say. But my friend, if God is in it, it'll be a great amount this week. If you'll come this week with a mentality and come today with a mentality of expecting great things. Listen, I know this morning I've tried to tell you, but I can't help it. My friend, I know that God is still in control. My friend, I know that God is, the Lord is seated there at the right hand of God, still making intercession today. And listen to me this morning. I want you to know that it seems like a lot of times that, I said this a couple of Wednesday nights ago, it seems like a lot of times people, want to come with the mentality that a preacher has revival in his pocket, or he's got the keys to revival or something along that line. Listen to me. This morning, each and every one of us that's been saved have the keys. We may have the keys to the service. I don't know this morning of what you came expecting that the Lord might do. But my friend, I'm expecting God to move in a great and mighty way this week. And I'll tell you, I love Brother Luke and I'm thankful for him. But my friend, Brother Luke can come and preach his heart out this week. And I can preach my heart out this week. But listen to me, we've all got to come expecting God to move in a great mighty way. Now, it says that she'd got down to the end of her barrel and she had just a handful and a barrel and a little oil and a curse. She went out to gather those two sticks. Elisha said unto her, "Fear not, and go and do as thou hast said, but make me therefore a little cake first and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the curse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth." I want you to understand, we're talking about 3.5 year span here. And this woman was down to the very last handful that she had. I don't know about you this morning, but it seems like in my life I've got down to the very bottom of the barrel. It seems like I've been scratching the very bottom of the barrel several times in my life. But I'm thankful this morning, bless your heart, that God has never failed me. I'm thankful that it's always been there. And what does it symbolize to me? I'm thankful this morning that the grain of a mustard seed this morning can move mountains. This morning I'm telling you that as God's people, we've got to have faith this week. We've got to come believing this week that God is going to move in a great mighty way through our church. And listen to me, revival. I want you to imagine this church has almost been here 100 years. 100 years. Brother C.B. Massey, when the Lord put it on his heart to come over here and hold a revival, started over here in a tobacco warehouse. I believe he preached for about a month with a brother by the name of A.J. Sloan. You know how much evidence they seen for a month? He come every night preaching his heart out for a month. You know how much evidence he seen? Zero. For 1 month. Now, folks, we get a little tired after a week, don't we? This man come preaching every night for a whole month. I'm telling you about your history now. He come preaching every night for a whole month. And I don't mean this negative against Brother Sloan. According to genealogy, I'm related to the man. But Brother Sloan felt like it was time for him to go home. And do you know what, Brother C.B.? Massey still done. He still preached his heart out for a whole month. He began to preach, and you know what began to happen? People began to get saved. If I'm not mistaken, there was some 90 people saved in that effort meeting. Now, 90 people getting saved, you know what people began to do? They began to talk about that. Listen to me. People begin to talk about one soul being saved. Did you hear what happened over there at Mount Lebanon? Did you hear about the 3 souls that was saved over there? Listen, we need to give them something to talk about this morning. And it ain't something that we can do, but it's got to come from heaven. But I'll tell you what we can do. We need to come with an expectation. We need to come with an expectation. And a faith in believing that God is going to do great and big things. Listen, he got down. Psalms in the 72nd chapter says, 16th verse. He says, "And there shall be a handful of corn in the earth upon the top of the mountains, and the fruit thereof shall shake like Lebanon. And they of the city shall flourish like the grass of the earth." A handful. When you think about the Lord setting up His church and how He organized His church, He commissioned her and He sent it out, there was just a handful of them. There was just when we read about it over there in Acts, there was 119 of them that was up in the upper room. And you look at her today, you look how she's flourished. You look how the trees, it's like the trees of Lebanon that shake, like the grass of the earth. And my friend, today I'm telling you, it's something special about being part of the Lord's church. It's something special this morning about being a child of God. It's something special this morning about sharing and having an expectation of God moving in your life. What are we coming expecting this morning? Just a little bit can do great and mighty things. I want you to think about that. Just a little bit. You think about that faith of a grain of a mustard seed. You ever seen how small a mustard seed is? It's so tiny right now that if I was holding it, you couldn't even see it. For we know without faith, it's impossible to please God. We cannot please Him without faith. We need faith. Faith this morning. Praying and believing, knowing that God is going to move. You know, when we think about what James said here about Elijah, he says, and Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by a space of 3 years and 6 months. And brethren, and if any of you do err from the truth and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. He said he prayed earnestly that it may not rain. So what is it that he's talking about? He says, well, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Now, I realize this morning that Elijah was a prophet. I realize this morning that he prayed, but he said that he was a man of like passions like we are. And I'm telling you that prayer still works this morning. I'm telling you, when God's people, my friend, get to praying and get to building a wall of prayer around these lost people, get to praying that God would send conviction on lost people. Because church, I'm going to tell you this morning, that's what we need, is conviction. We need to be, listen, they need to be convinced of their sin. They need to realize this morning that they're guilty. They need to realize this morning that without Jesus, there's no hope. They need to realize this morning that there's a heaven to gain. They need to see this morning that if they die in their sins, they'll burn forever. They need to know this morning that though I may get to the bottom of my barrel many times, that I'm still looking through the eye of faith, my friend, that Jesus is going to carry me home one day after a while. My friend, I'm telling you that God can do great things with just a handful. Great things. It may seem like that we're small, but church, I'm going to tell you, this church can still be a lighthouse to this community. It can still reach many, many souls. Listen, and that's ought to be our desire. Yes, I believe this morning. You tell me where my heart is this week. Yes, I don't know how much I'll preach to the church. But honey, I'm telling you, we need to be ready. And God can do great things with just a little. Church, I'm hoping that we reach this community. I'm hoping that we reach this church. And I'm looking to you to be a help this week. I'm looking for you this week to be a help. I need you. The church needs you. What did you come expecting this morning? I've said this time and time again that a lot of times we come asking God to be, Lord, I want to be blessed. And I'm going to tell you, you know what's better than being blessed? Is blessing God. Blessing Him. Him looking down upon us and smiling. You know, that's all I want. I want him to look down upon me from time to time and say, that's one of mine. I want him to look down, not that I might boast up, but as a boy, Braxton, every kid, I think, likes to have a pat on the back. He wants Daddy to know that Daddy's thankful for him and that Braxton's doing a good job. All my boys is like that. That's the way it is with the Lord sometimes. I want him to be pleased with me. I want him to be satisfied with me. So what are we expecting God to do this week? I'm expecting him to come in a great, mighty way. And church, if we're not where we need to be, we need to get where we need to be. And we need to get there in a hurry. Because I'm telling you that I don't know when he's a-coming, but he's coming. And we've got lost people in this church by their own testimony that tells us that they're lost, that they'll perish and they'll burn forever. We've got people in this church that we may not know where they stand with God, and I'm telling you, it's the most serious thing. Church is serious, folks. It's a serious business what we're talking about this morning. So you ask me what I'm expecting God to move in a great, mighty way this week because I want to see lost people saved. It's not that we might be able to promote and say, well, look, we've got 3 saved, 5 saved, 20 saved this week, but it's what I can say. Look at what God's done this week. What have we come expecting? Is heaven real to you this morning? Are you going this morning? Does it seem like you're down to the end of your barrel? Well, I'm thankful this morning that it's never run out for me. I keep going back and keep going back and I keep going back. This morning, we might get a song. Church, I pray that we find our places in these services. I pray that we ask God to give us something to do. I pray this week that we get a burden on our heart for some lost person so much that we can't even sleep at night. And you say, preacher, that's awful, but I'm going to tell you right now, that's the kind of burden that we need. We need a burden. We need a burden for our lost people. We need a burden for our community. When I was lost, I knew that I was going to burn and die and go to hell. It become real to me. In church, we oftentimes talk about, well, if you could just open a lid up and let lost people look down into hell, boy, it'd wake them up. Well, church, we need to get a view of it sometimes too. It's real. And lost people all around us, family, friends, neighbors, loved ones. We need to get busy, church. We need to get busy. That curse of oil and that meal never run dry. Just a little bit of faith will move mountains. Just a handful. It's amazing what God can do. Little as much when God is in it. Little as much. I was going to read this and I'll be done. Jesus suffered. Go ahead, brother. I'll find it just here in a minute. Oh, I'm in Mark. That's why I can't find it. Jesus, over here in this 9th chapter of Matthew in the 35th verse, says, and Jesus went out about all the cities and the villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness of every disease among the people. And when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they had fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore to the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. And my friend, this morning, we need laborers. We need laborers. We need to get down. We need to ask the Lord to help us. And we need to get busy. Church, I can only try to give you my heart. But I don't want to see anybody die and perish. Heaven's real to me. And one day after a while, I'm going. But hell's real too. And people's dying every day. Hell's enlarging itself daily. Every day. And we need to get busy. We need to be about the Lord's work. So I'm asking you to go out in the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in and hear about the one that can save them. I'm asking you to come in here expecting God to move in a great, mighty way. I'm asking you to find your place in the service. I'm asking you this morning to ask God to give you a burden. I'm asking you this morning to, Lord, if you want me to sing a song, as Brother Buddy said, then sing a song. If you need to stand up and testify this morning, then testify unto what God's done for you. If your barrel of meal has never went dry, then my friend, this morning, that's something to thank God about. Let us get busy while there's still time. But I'll say this, just as Brother Buddy did. If God ain't got something for you to do this morning, then don't do it. We need to follow the Spirit of God. We need to follow what He would have for us to do. But don't quench the Spirit this morning. Do what the Lord would have you to do would be my prayer. Little as much when God is in it. And He can do a great amount of things with just a little bit. I want to be used by Him and for Him this morning. Do what God would have you to, church. Tell the world about the one that can save your soul. That'd be my thought. Go ahead, brother.
Heavenly Highway Hymns. Let's all stand and sing number 13. Let's be about the Lord's business. Let's listen to that still, small voice this morning. Number 13.